Welcome to Concafe for the 29th day of April, year of our Lord, 2024. Today marks a special day. The youngest of our granddaughters, Adabel Grace, was born 9 years ago. We're in the valley now celebrating her birthday. And so, mijita, happy birthday. God bless you with many, many more. We're looking at the gospel for this coming Sunday. And we're looking at the gospel of John again. Chapter 15, verses 9 through 17 in the New International Version of the Bible. The devotional is called Stay in Love with Jesus and All Others. Or I could have said Stay in Love with Jesus and Everybody Else as well. And that's the thrust of this gospel lesson for this coming Sunday. And I pray it bring a blessing to us. Are you ready to get into God's Word? I am. Verse 9. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my command. Love each other. This, dear friends, is the word of God for the people of God. We say gracias a Dios. Thanks be to God. Well, friends, you got to think that God is serious about this love business, isn't he? Because the Bible is so full of commands and teachings and examples and miracles of love. Dear friends, God could not be more serious about love in the way he demonstrated by sending his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to die for you and me. This was the ultimate gift of giving, sparing not his only Son. God sent Jesus with the mission to teach and preach love and to live it in such a way that it would touch and transform lives. Millions have been those lives changed and transformed and radically altered because of the presence and power and peace of Jesus in their lives. All of Jesus's acts were those of love. He sought to bring the outcasts back in and to embrace and love the unwanted, all of them ushered into a realm of wantedness, if such a word, and love. Not a person did Jesus meet that he condemned. He gave them other chances to make their lives right, just as he has me, and just, I'm sure, he has you. Think about the woman caught in adultery. According to the law of the day, she deserved to die. And a horrendous death at that, by stoning. I've been to the Holy Land. I've seen the size of stones that are just lying around that could have been used to try to kill that woman. Death by stoning was to teach her and those watching a lesson, and a very painful one at that. Jesus comes and stops it by writing in the dirt something that triggered something. Then those who were holding rocks were told by Jesus, "You who are without sin, cast the first stone." Boom. Not me. All the stones fell to the ground. When they were gone, Jesus asked the woman, "Where are those who condemn you?" "I don't condemn you either. Go and sin no more." So friends, in this passage, Jesus speaks to his disciples about the essence of love and the profound, profound connection love fosters between him and them and us. He begins by illustrating the boundless love between himself and the Father, a love so deep and enduring that it serves as the foundation for all relationships. Jesus then extends this love to his disciples, inviting them to abide in it. To remain in Christ's love is not merely a passive state, but an active choice. It requires obedience to his commands, the foremost of which is to love one another. Jesus exemplifies the ultimate expression of love by laying down his life for his friends, a sacrifice born out of profound love and selflessness. Moreover, Jesus elevates his disciples from mere servants to friends, as he does you and me when we believe in him and accept him as Lord and Savior. Entrusting these disciples and entrusting us with his teachings and calling all of us to bear fruit that will endure. This divine friendship is not based on merit or achievement, but on the sovereign choice of Jesus, who has intentionally selected and appointed each one for a purposeful life of love and service. You and I have been elevated too. We're still disciples, but we enjoy the friend status with Jesus. So go and live your life as a true eternal friend of God, and all of God's people, no exceptions. Let's pray. Loving God, we thank you for the boundless love you have lavished upon us through your Son, Jesus Christ. Help us, dear Lord, to abide in this love, to walk in obedience to your commands, and to love one another as Christ has loved us. May our lives bear fruit that glorifies your name and blesses those around us. Grant us the strength and courage to lay down our lives for our friends, following the example of Jesus. Empower us by your Spirit to live as true friends of Christ, sharing in the joy of his salvation and the fellowship of his love. For we pray all these things in Christ Jesus' strong name. Amen. Friend, have a great and blessed day in the Lord. Here's your call to action. Today, let us commit ourselves anew to abide in Christ's love by actively loving everyone around us. I love you, and I thank God for you, and I pray the Lord bless you and keep you. If this has blessed you, spread it, share it, push all the buttons there, and let the world know God loves them, Jesus died for them, and we want to win the world for Jesus Christ. Hasta luego. Adios.